The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. It'll give Aaron something to do. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Degenerates975, at Aaron is Blitz. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch. You know how to do all that, too. And if you don't, oh, well. Miss the first hour, all guests. Great guests, too. And we'll have one more. We got one more to come today. But this hour should be wide open. And we'll should be a lot of fun. So Faking Cole on Twitch says, hey, Fred, when you get your Mac back, can I have that loaner since you like to give away laptops and all? Nope, I'm not giving this one away. If it works, this is my new backup. And the wife kind of needs one to play around on because she has a work one. So she kind of needs a backup too. So I'm hoping this one will survive beyond a week. But it's just a little stuff, though, that drives you nuts. Like the mouse. You have to scroll the opposite direction. Like scroll, you push up to scroll down and down to scroll up.
You can change that in the settings.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. Well, I haven't gone in and tried to do all that, but I'm going to. But other than that, you know, I get it's a little stuff that spoils you. Like being able to text from my computer on the Mac is huge for me because, it's a pain in the ass. Just like you, I got big fingers. Texting's not easy on the phone, but it's great on there. So, you know. But they told me should have it back Monday, and I'm like, okay,
all right.
And I looked at the Gatorade on this one too, and it's still not yellow. I admit it's not green, but it's not yellow either.
What color is a tennis ball to you?
Yellow.
See, I think it's the same. It's like a fluorescent yellow. Like it's
I always think of tennis balls as yellow.
Because some people were saying tennis balls are green, and I was like, are you crazy?
No, I'm not going to go with you on that.
Yellow.
Yeah. So, well, what do you want to talk, Rockets or baseball?
We should probably start with the Rockets making one of the, at least the most convoluted deals in in NBA history. Clint Capella gone. We talked about this a lot yesterday because it seemed like it was inevitable at that point. But basically what the Rockets get of note is Robert Covington. I'm of the belief that Jordan Bell sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they had to take him, what the deal was, but okay, he's here. I don't picture him being a useful piece. They may try to run him out there for a while to see what he can do, but I can't picture him doing much. And basically here's where I didn't expect the Rockets I didn't expect them to have to do. I didn't think they were going to have to give up a first round pick.
Yeah.
On top. I mean,
well, now they did shave 12 million off the cap, or they're 12 million under the luxury tax now. So
have to add something.
Well, yeah, they still have two open spots and theoretically you've got to have some kind of center on this team, right?
Do you? I mean, they may think P.J. Tucker can just play center for the rest of the year.
Good luck with that.
Or maybe they think Jordan Bell. I don't know.
I hope not. I hope that's not the plan. But, you know, now you've got room where, okay, of course, I don't know what assets you have left.
That's the problem.
Like, say, if you want to trade for Andre Iguodala or somebody like that, what do you have? And I don't know that that's as good a fit anymore now that you've added Covington. I think you need a big somewhere.
Yeah, so that's sort of the other guys that you had. I mean, that pick was obviously of value. Gerald Green, who's been injured, at least had, you know, you could have traded him.
Now, yeah, well, I that's the thing. They did, at least in terms of what they gave up. Dene hasn't played all year. Green has barely played, and Capella's been hurt. So it's not like you're subtracting guys who are contributing.
You're not subtracting guys from the what's been helping you right now.
Right.
And their record without Capella has been pretty good this year. So for the current, this moment, it's not that big of a deal. But do you think that you're all of a sudden now, like, do you, I'll ask you, do you think that Robert Covington suddenly makes them more of a contender than they were?
Not without another move, no.
What's the other move that would really put them over the top?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know that that move exists, but I think before you can judge, okay, does this make them better, I think somewhere you've got to find somebody to replace what you get from Capella when he's at his best, or at least close to it.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't either. But, you know, I feel like it's a I know they've wanted Covington all year, and I know that they think he's a real good fit for what they do. I don't know. Do you think it makes him better?
I mean, I think – I don't know. I think it might make him better. I don't know that it makes him a contender. I like Covington, too. And the Hawks were in a position where they had kind of a – between – you know, Collins and Parker and Jabari Parker and DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish, they had kind of a glut of guys who play that same sort of position, or it's hard to put all of them on the floor at once, I should say.
Right.
So it made sense. And he's a nice piece for the Rockets, but you're going with it almost seems like a philosophy that you can win with nothing but guys who are 6'6 and under.
Yeah.
And in the history of the NBA, at least the recent history, we haven't seen that work.
No, I mean, we've seen the Warriors can go small, but they don't stay small.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess it makes them better offensively.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't know. They just got rid of their best rebounder, though. You're now basically asking PJ Tucker to go hit. Like, if let's say you're in a playoff series with the Lakers, you're asking PJ Tucker to go heads up with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, you can't like that.
No. So
let's also face it, that PJ Tucker's an older dude.
Yeah. You're going to wear him out before you get to the playoffs at this rate.
Yeah. And you're asking him to do a lot. So, and it's obvious that the bigs that they still have on the roster they're not comfortable with them being on the floor.
Yeah.
So Tyson Chandler is not he's not an option anymore. So, it's really weird, and it's hard for me to piece together what the lineup will look like night in and night out for them, and look at them and go, you know what? Yeah, I can see this working.
Yeah.
I also admit that I'm kind of an eternal Rockets pessimist, you know? So maybe if Joel and Barry got into this, I didn't get to hear a lot of them today. I don't know how much they got into it or if they feel like it's a great move or not, but to me, it seems like it's going to be tough to fit together, unless they add a real big.
Yeah, somebody mentioned you're losing 14 rebounds a game. Except he hasn't been in the lineup enough to get you those 14 rebounds, and I think that's.
But you're already an iffy rebounding team.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know when we talk about what you're losing, we're talking about what you're losing when the team is at its full health, because you like to assume by the time the playoffs roll around, Clint Capella would be healthy and he'd be able to be out there for you.
Theoretically.
And you didn't bring in anything to replace that, which I think that's the concern.
713-780-3776 is the number. Not Dead Zed says, going to Vegas for the Wilder fight. Any chance you guys will be there also? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Love to buy you a beer. Yeah, we're already, flights are booked. Everything's set. I can't wait. And, it's going to be a good trip. A lot of our running buddies are going to be there. So I'm looking forward to it. Plus, it's going to be a great fight, I think. And I'll probably be wagering on that because I've developed an opinion. I'll wait until fight week because
all right,
yeah, you know, I like talking to everybody and getting as much information as possible. But I actually feel pretty good about what I might do on that fight.
Okay.
So last night, for the first time all season, I lost two hockey bets in one night.
Oh, no.
And not only that, it's my first loss since early December.
Oh, hard times.
Yeah, missed on both of them. I was looking at the Toronto over tonight, but Vegas has finally put a 7 on me. I can't do it. Mm. Not at 7. So no plays tonight, but sorry for those you who missed. We're still 48-9-4 on the year.
That's probably about like me with Virginia unders in college hoops. I kept hitting them, and then finally they played Navy, and the total was 99. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, Vancouver has been money on the road.
You got me.
All year, and then Boston did its part. They scored 4 goals, but the Canucks scored 0. Didn't contribute anything. So, so that was a little unfortunate.
Does the Covington deal make it feel to you like the Rockets are like, this is it? They're all in. Like if it doesn't work this year, we could see sort of a blow it up type scenario because there's no more assets. If this doesn't work, there's nobody else that you can trade away. This is it.
I don't know.
Am I overreacting?
Yeah, I think you're overreacting because they always find a way to do something.
I mean, they traded away their last draft pick.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. I don't know the last time they drafted. It just seems like they never draft.
Well, that's a Houston thing now.
Yeah.
I mean, the Texans they're not going to draft. The Astros had theirs taken away. So, no, I think they'll find some. They always do something. And I'll be real interested in the buyout market, too. They seem to find a couple guys there every year. So,
yeah,
we shall see.
And yeah, we'll discuss some of those possibilities, I guess, later on in the show. Yeah. All right, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, listen up and grab your smartphone and let TGS save you some money. They want to save you on your home insurance policy, and they don't want you to have to talk to an agent. That sounds awesome. TGS has built a system that will give you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. So grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to reply and ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, just like that. This company, the savings, it's legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer last year saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you putting $870 back in your pocket. And you don't need to wait for your renewal. TGS is going to talk to your old company. They're going to take care of the back end, the hassle, the headache. You can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Save big today.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, Dodgers after the trade, you've got Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger. I mean, that's kind of a badass group to start your lineup.
Yeah, they're going to be okay. It's never guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed any given season, but it's hard to pick anyone but Dodgers and Yankees right now to play in the World Series, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Dodgers have built a juggernaut. their projected lineup, Mookie Betts, Max Muncy, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger, Corey Seager, AJ Pollock, Gavin Lux, Will Smith. And you've got a 2018 MVP and a 2019 MVP in the corner outfields. I mean, they're both
seven guys who hit 20 home runs.
Which, by the way, both Gold Glovers. I mean,
yeah,
you've got elite defensive outfielders. I mean, this is a they've built a juggernaut, and then you've got Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler, Julio Urias, who is a stud. And if you get anything out of David Price, then you know, great. But yeah, they've got some they've just got some really really incredible talent on that team, and if somebody else can jump out and get them, I'll be shocked.
Well, on the Yankees front, though, some not so good news that Paxton's going to be out for several months.
Yeah, that hurts certainly. But again, we've talked before about Severino's their projected fourth starter.
Yeah. They can fade it, but yeah. Again, though, that's one of the things that when you looked at them, especially adding Gerrit Cole, you're like, wow, they're really strong
four
deep in the rotation now. And so maybe it's three deep, but and you never know how a guy's going to come back from something like that. I think the other, and especially with a healthy Stanton, Judge, Sanchez, Torres in the pitching staff, I think the Yankees have a massive advantage. I don't think it's massive. I think they're better than the Dodgers, but I wouldn't call it massive.
No, yeah, I mean, they're for sure good.
I think they're the favorites, and they should be the favorites. But, you know, counting on everybody to be healthy, I could say there's almost no way they'll have as many injuries as they did last year. But it's hard to count on everybody being healthy for a whole season. And, you know, Astros have that same problem. Really going to sit here and count on I know you guys did a video about this, but you're really going to count on Correa for a full season?
You can't.
So
you're going to count on Lance McCullers?
Well, I mean, especially if he's on a pitch count.
Yeah, that was the question Raheel asked. What's it look like having a healthy Lance McCullers? I don't know. We've never seen it. And then I heard Barry today say that Lance McCullers is a bona fide number two. It's like, the guy's never had more than 22 starts in a season. He's got good
stuff.
He's
got ace stuff. He really does. But you also have to translate that into...
At some point, you've got to be on the field for a full season to show it. Yeah, and it's not like he's had one or two injuries. It's every year.
Well, hopefully you get a lot out of him. You get his best. But that's asking a lot. And yeah, you're asking him to go out there and be effective for longer than he's been effective in his career, coming off of Tommy John surgery, which I mean, I like the guy a lot. I really do. I think, and he does have ace stuff, but that doesn't translate into ace all the time. We see a lot of guys that have ace stuff. So the other interesting part of this is what the Angels did by getting Jock Peterson, but also getting Ross Stripling, because the Angels pitching staff is the one thing that you look at and you go, they're just not going to be good enough to actually contend with this group. I think Stripling's, you know, he's not a stud, but he's better than what they've got there.
For that rotation, he's pretty damn good.
So, I mean, I don't know where this puts the Angels. I mean, I like their lineup quite a bit, adding Peterson to it. But, you know, I still think they're a little short pitching-wise. The team that intrigues me, Astros fan doesn't want to hear this, in that division is the Rangers, simply because if you look at their five starting pitchers, while they don't have Justin Verlander or Zach Greinke, they probably got five number threes. I mean, they've got five guys who you don't feel bad trotting out there every week, and I don't think that's a bad thing.
I mean, Corey Kluber was top three in the Cy Young 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he's more than a number three. But to your point, the rest of the guys are all solid.
Yeah.
Not spectacular.
If they get good Corey Kluber.
Yeah.
Certainly that's a legitimate ace.
Their problem is
that Mike Minor had a good year last year. Lance Lynn.
Their lineup has to be better.
Yeah.
You know, they've got too many guys. I don't know if they've got a guy who can hit 300 on that team.
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then...
Yeah. Well, the other thing is the I don't really like what they have in the bullpen. But
yeah,
those starters, I'd feel really good about. But yeah, I think they're going to be surprisingly interesting, because when you have a rotation like that, you're going to beat a lot of crappy teams. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. So they're showing Memphis and their tournament resume. Are they pushing themselves into maybe not making it?
Probably. I guess the question would be, how many teams do you think can make it from that conference? And if you had to dump one right now, they're probably the ones who end up falling a little bit short.
I think they're still in, but
they're very borderline right now.
A couple more losses, and especially because they've had a couple losses where you're like, what the hell?
Because Cincinnati's probably out.
Yeah.
At least
that's probably your cut line
at this point. And yeah, so right now I would say Cincinnati out, Memphis in. And a lot of it is because Tulsa's worked their way into a comfortable spot right now.
Yeah.
But Wichita, Tulsa, Houston, and Memphis, I think, are in. I can't picture a scenario where the American gets five teams in. I think four is pushing it. So they're going to have to...
that leaves SMU and Cincinnati out, which...
Yeah.
You know, one of those would have to win the tournament.
SMU's played like garbage the last couple weeks.
Yeah. They don't have a ton of sexy wins either.
No.
But, oh well. Just want to get a little college basketball in there for you.
Yeah. It's, I would say UH and Wichita are safely in right now. And then Tulsa and Memphis are in, but not comfortably by any stretch. Lenardi has Memphis last four in. In fact, they're the fourth team listed on the last four in.
Somebody says he's still pushing 12 teams from the Big Ten. So
he's got 11 right now.
No.
He's got Minnesota out as of today.
Yeah, this is like the 1 month that guy is relevant.
Yeah.
So
the Big Ten, I don't know. I think the Big Ten's probably going to get at least 10. I think Purdue, Indiana, and Minnesota are all kind of iffy, but I think it's going to be 9 or 10 minimum, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, when has that happened?
I think that we've had, I want to say the Big Ten's had like 7 or 8 out of 10. So when you talk about getting 12 out of 14,
yeah,
that's similar. I think that the Big East has had 7 or 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm guessing back when it was at its best,
but
especially
it's pretty rare. It's pretty rare, certainly. So I'm gonna go under, but it's you know, 9 is pretty easy to get to, honestly.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Hoops, produnkhoops.com. That's where you're going to want to go to get your next basketball hoop. If you've got kids and they're inside too much and you want them outside, that's what I wanted. I want my kids outside. Get out there and do something besides play on freaking Xbox or PlayStation. Well, they're outside now. Pro Dunk Hoops has not only them outside, has the whole neighborhood outside. Everybody can play on it. So my older son goes out there with his buddies. They're playing on the 10-foot goal. And then my younger son wants to go out. He can't make baskets on a 10-foot goal. So what's he do? Cranks it down all by himself. 7 years old, he can do it. So anybody can do it. And then he gets the basket to where he can make buckets, because that's what everybody wants to do. It's no fun if you can't make shots. Pro Dunk Hoops makes it where you can make shots. It's built to last, 75% thicker steel than any goal on the market. Tempered glass backboard, so strong they guarantee if it breaks or cracks ever, they'll replace it. And again, they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all, produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops. These cougars like a yacht,
exposed to. I got you on the mattress while I'm flying OT. This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, you know what? It's easy to forget how good Kluber was because last year he missed pretty much the whole season and had a bad year, and he's also 33, but that's also why he was available. Boy, the Indians have that team that came so close to winning the World Series, they've pretty much...
They've blown it up.
Yep, they've shipped off everybody. So, Trevor Tyler, Kluber, Michael Brantley.
Yeah, they've got Clevenger now, and Lindor. And
there was talk that teams were trying to trade for Lindor. I'm guessing that doesn't make a lot of sense for Cleveland.
No.
Some of the stuff they've done doesn't make a lot of sense either.
Yeah. And they still got Jose Ramirez. Shane Bieber looks like he's a promising pitcher. And Carlos Carrasco, it's easy to forget about him too because all the stuff health-wise he went through. If Clevenger, Bieber, and Carrasco all pitch well and they're all healthy all year, that's a solid top of the rotation. But and they play in a very, I don't want to say a very weak division, but a division where
it's a winnable division.
It's very winnable.
Yeah. And Minnesota, especially since cheating has been found out, I would be willing to bet real money the Twins don't hit anywhere near as many home runs that they did when Marwin Gonzalez went there and taught them how to cheat.
Well, we can also agree that if I said pick one team from the playoffs last year that you're going to believe was phony.
Astros.
Okay. Well,
kidding,
Astros fan. I'd probably go with the Twins.
Probably so.
And then when you think about the rest of that division, it's Tigers, Royals, White Sox. I mean...
Yeah, none of those teams...
It's wide open, if you ask me. So maybe the Indians aren't... I think the Indians' days as a title contender are probably done.
Yeah.
Having moved on from Bauer and Kluber, but... You know, they're still, for that division, they're still one of the better teams.
Kind of what the Astros are going to be in 2021, if you ask me.
Okay.
You didn't. I was looking at this story that had bold free agent signings for every NFL team, and I was kind of interested in the name that they threw out there for your Houston O'Briens.
Okay.
49ers defensive end, Eric Armstead. Now, obviously... They need some pass rush.
Yeah.
And, I guess keeping Jadeveon Clowney wouldn't have worked, but...
You're right. But I mean, it's not necessarily sexy, but...
That'd be a decent addition, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So, I mean, obviously, they've got to do something about cornerback as well, and they're not going to... And that was kind of the tone of my column this week, is that basically they're going to have to... Everything they do is going to have to be free agency.
Yeah.
And... Not only that, just staying where they were might not be easy in free agency because they're not going to, their coaching staff isn't going to improve. We all know that. So they're not going to improve from there. And they clearly don't have the draft picks to get impact guys. So they're going to have to do it in free agency. That's a name that doesn't bother me at all.
No,
if they make that move. But also looking at the cap, I spent a lot of time looking at their cap room before I wrote this thing to try to figure out what they could do. And I think they can have one high-profile signing. And do you want that to be somebody like this, or do you want that to be a cornerback? Now, there's a lot of cornerbacks that I think you can get cheaper that have upside. But, I mean, that means you think Johnson or Conley is going to be your number one next year.
Yeah.
Which, okay. And granted, you should see some improvement out of Johnson, and Conley being here for a full year doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But, that's – you're not going to see a huge step forward there. So, I mean, if this is the way they go, I'd be okay with it. But I have no idea what this defense is going to look like with a new coordinator. I mean, I assume it's going to be the same thing that we saw when Mike Vrabel was there. It's really Romeo Crennel's defense with just a different guy calling the plays. But, I'm curious to see what Bill O'Brien, the GM, does, because this is it's all on him now. And, if you're just going to go get players who like to practice, okay.
Yeah.
Just don't overpay them. Nick Martin, Whitney Merciless. Jay Rapp says, I think the White Sox are going to be sneaky good in the AL Central.
Maybe. They've got some bats. Yeah, I could see them being interesting. Again, anybody in that division, if it could have a surprise year and be good enough to win it, because there's not a juggernaut there.
No, but yeah, I still think I think the Twins come back to earth a little bit, and that tightens it up. We shall see. One last Super Bowl thing that I wanted to get to that we never did. Did you see that? The people went after Troy Aikman for his Patrick Mahomes comment earlier this year on Twitter.
Yeah.
I love it. If you didn't see it, somebody had just tweeted, the Athletic Kansas City had tweeted out that Mahomes had thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdown in about 8% of the games. And Aikman came back with a talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles.
Well,
guess what he has, Troy?
He's got it.
So people... Obviously, we're going after Troy, which, you know, your Super Bowl titles, Troy, I think you should go and kiss the ass of every one of those real Hall of Famers that were on that team. Because, you know, that you weren't the reason they won.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Ghost King says it's possible to get an impact player in the second or third rounds or even later. It is, but...
The track record here suggests that it won't happen.
Yeah, and he mentioned Sharping and Johnson. Well, Sharping, his turn looks like a good pick. And let's also go look at how many offensive linemen they've missed on in the draft. And frankly, I think the offensive
line... And let's also not go crazy about Lonnie Johnson yet, because we don't really know.
Yeah.
I mean, if are you betting your house that Lonnie Johnson's good enough to be an every down corner in the NFL? I don't know yet.
No, I don't know yet either. I mean, he's got good size and he showed flashes, and I think there's room for him to improve, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. And
there's a laundry list.
And was that your guy Bill O'Brien, or was that Brian Gain that made those picks?
Yeah.
So there's no way to trust it.
Because they've also used third round picks on Dante Foreman and Braxton Miller and Jalen Strong. I mean, they've burned a bunch of picks that Lewis Nix.
Yeah.
I mean, don't tell me that they're suddenly like, oh yeah, they've got it figured out how to draft in the second and third rounds. They don't know. The guy they used a third round pick on last year, Kahale Waring.
Does he even exist?
You don't know if he could play. He's an urban legend.
Yeah, and obviously they basically redshirted him with the injury. And so that may not work out either.
How's Martinez Rankin in the third round working out?
You know what? That worked out because you know why?
Why? Tell me why.
They traded him for Carlos Hyde.
Okay, well, hey.
So that pick worked out. And he gets a Super Bowl ring. Congratulations.
Yep.
Now, the Rankin pick hasn't worked. And so we said, damn near all the Chiefs corners are free agents, and they're going to have a hard time re-signing everybody after Mahomes gets paid. Yeah, there's definitely going to be some changes with the Chiefs because they don't have a lot of cap room to begin with, and you are going to have to pay Mahomes. Now, you don't have to pay it all next year, though.
Yeah.
Because he's under contract for next year, just like Watson is. So if you get him to agree to a deal that gets him a little more money next year, but the extension pays him, it really kicks in the year after, which is what I hope the Texans would do with Watson. That gives you enough playroom to keep guys for one more year. And I feel like, you know, the Chiefs, certainly their window's not going anywhere as long as they have Patrick Mahomes. But you know, there's definitely going to be difficulty keeping all those guys. And they don't have the draft capital either because they made the move for Clark and they've dealt some guys. So I think you know, they're going to be up against it a little bit, but that's a smart organization, man. They'll figure it out.
These are some of your second and third round picks in the last few years. Brandon Harris, you remember him? Vaguely?
No.
Devere Posey.
You know what? He's a star in the CFL.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sam Montgomery. Remember his fine work?
Well, what? What were the picks under, well, since O'Brien? Because I think that was a, Sam Montgomery was a Kubiak.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just saying this organization in general.
Yeah.
I mean, Braxton Miller, Dante Foreman.
Yeah, if you want to go back far enough, there's Dave Ragone and a whole bunch of other.
Jalen Strong. Those are all O'Brien guys. Xavier Suofilo.
Fail.
Second round pick.
Fail. Major fail. So, yeah, you got Sharping right, but you got that one wrong significantly. And that draft, what do you have left from that? Because you don't have Clowney anymore.
Yeah, that's Clowney, Suofilo, Fedorowicz, Nick, Savage.
Jesus.
Jeffrey Pagan, Alfred Blue, Jay Prosh, Andre Howell, Lonnie Ballantyne.
They're all gone.
And that was 5 years ago.
Well, Fedorowicz, he was coming around.
Yeah.
He was in there battling.
The next year, Kevin Johnson.
Gone.
Bernardrick McKinney.
Overpaid.
Jalen Strong, Keith Mumphrey, Rashard Cliette, Christian Covington, Kenny Hilliard.
So McKinney's the only one left there.
Yep.
I mean, Covington was a good player for him, but they didn't re-sign him.
The year after that, Fuller, Nick Martin, who's now the second highest paid guard in the league, Braxton Miller, Tyler Irvin, KJ Dillon, and DJ Reader, who's about to be gone.
Tyler Irvin has at least made it as a return guy for other teams.
Yeah, just not here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good, guys. So, yeah, I mean, if you're asking me to
count on them to draft the right guys.
Do I trust them to do it? No, I don't. But hopefully they can do it in free agency. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and AJ found another draft year that maybe doesn't look so good.
I mean, this one's, it's tougher to grade because you gave up most of this draft to get Deshaun Watson. But the 2018 draft, you're talking 2 years ago. How many of these guys are you sure are really entrenched as part of the future of this franchise? Justin Reed, who,
he was great his rookie year. This year, he was, I think, of an average player.
Okay.
Now, he was injured, but
Martinez Rankin.
Fail.
Jordan Akins.
Meh. He's just meh.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. And if he was great, why'd the Texans draft a tight end in the third round 2019?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They drafted two of them in that draft.
Yeah. Kiki Kuti.
That looked promising for about three games.
Yeah. Duke Ejiofor.
I like him. He's
useful.
He's useful. He was hurt. I think there's some upside there.
You think he's a starter?
No, but I think he can be a rotation guy who makes some plays occasionally, and those are valuable.
Jordan Thomas.
Mm.
Peter Kalambadi. Jermaine Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty bad draft. Already. Normally, you've got to wait a little while, and okay, maybe this can work. I can already say right now, that ain't a great draft.
No.
I will give them credit. The 2019 draft, I think there's some promise with Howard and Sharping and Johnson and Omenihu. But you can't have too many of those where you don't get anything, or you get one guy who's useful.
Yeah, and they were always really good at street free agents for a while, but even that, not so much anymore.
And now it's gotten to where the 2017 draft is Deshaun, Zach Cunningham, and nothing else. So,
well, that's two pretty good players.
Well,
you did okay there.
Okay.
But yeah. A32 says, I like local radio conveniently omit Rick Smith's name when it comes to the acquisition of Texans talent. He had final say so after Kubiak was whacked. That is not what I've been told by people in the organization. And yeah, if you want to go through and list all of his bombs, a bunch of them we just talked about, if he did have final say,
he shouldn't say it out loud.
No, he shouldn't be, you know, and I don't know if you're his agent or what, trying to make him look good, but it don't look good. We'll just say that. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, some of the greatest trolls in America are PETA.
Okay.
They tend to pop up in weird situations with crazy talk. And let's be honest, PETA is basically a Twitter troll.
Kind of.
When it comes to pets. Well, guess what they would like you to do now?
Tell me, Fred.
They don't want you calling your pets pets.
Okay. Is there a preferred terminology?
Ingrid Newkirk, the president of PETA. First off, if your name's Ingrid, I'm not going to pay any attention to you. I mean, how many Ingrids have been successful? There was some actress named Ingrid something or other way back in the
50s.
Ingrid
Bergman, I think.
Yeah.
Ingrid Bergman, that's right. That might be it.
Okay. Ingrid Newkirk says, animals are not pets. They are not your cheap burglar alarm or something which allows you to go out for a walk. Well, yeah, they are. They are not ours as decorations or toys. They are living beings. A dog is a feeling, whole individual with emotions and interests, not something you have. She would prefer it if we called our pets companions.
Okay. Ingrid van de Bosch is married to Jeff Gordon. She's a model.
Okay.
It's pretty hot. Apparently most Ingrids are models.
Well, any Ingrid married to a race car driver, you know they're going to be hot. Because yeah. Race car drivers probably pull better than anybody.
Yeah.
But
there's also a famous TV chef named Ingrid Hoffman.
Oh, maybe she's one of yours.
She has an extra N.
Oh. How we say things governs how we think about them. So a tweak in our language when we talk about the animals in our homes is needed. A lot of people at home who have dogs or cats will call them pets and refer to themselves as owners. And this implies that the animals are a possession, like a car, for example. Well, didn't we pay money for even the rescue dogs I had to pay money for?
Yeah.
When you refer to animals not as the living beings they are, but as an inanimate object, it can reflect our treatment of these animals. Let me tell you something, Ingrid. Hey, man, fuck that. Exactly. I treat my dogs, and yes, they're pets, but I treat them better than I would treat her.
Do you treat your cats like companions?
No.
Or your cat?
No, the cat singular.
Yeah, because you let one of your companions eat the other.
Yeah. Well, that was an accident.
Sure it was.
But yeah,
that seems like an odd thing to get worked up over. That's like the she, her, him, his, like the gender identification crisis is this. Yeah. It's now with dogs. It's like we don't like pet. We're not really comfortable.
Well,
with that.
And I don't know how often I don't refer to the dog as a pet. It's like, hey, you're a pet.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's like, quit acting like an a-hole. You're a pet.
But if someone says, do you have any pets? I instantly know what that means.
Yes. But I when it comes to addressing the dogs, I address them by their names.
Yeah.
Or dickweed sometimes if they're acting up. So don't be a dickweed. But come on, PETA. Really? So if I tell AJ, hey, I have three pets. I own three pets. I want to know how that's impacting those animals at home right now.
They could be listening.
No, they couldn't. Although, yeah, I wouldn't surprise me if one of them figured out how to turn on the Alexa and listen to the show.
I don't even call them our pets. We say if I'm saying something to my wife or my kids, I'll say, "Hey, make sure you feed the animals."
Yeah,
and that's what they are. And PETA can't argue with that because their name is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
True.
Maybe, so I just say
maybe they should change their name.
Yeah.
To the People for the Ethical Treatment of Companions.
Yeah.
Petka. Or would it, if you use the of, would it be PTOC?
Maybe.
Interesting. Yeah, I refer to them as the dogs or the animals or, you know, I don't know how often I use pets.
And, I never say
pets. 979 is a great point. People have too much time on their hands to think up this type of stuff. But this is how PETA gets attention. And yes, I'm playing into it, but I'm playing into it because I find it amusing.
Go throw some paint on somebody in a mink coat or something. This is a waste of time.
Yeah, don't tell them to do that. But remember when it used to be Greenpeace was the one that was always getting all the attention for their shenanigans? Wonder what happened to them. I wonder if their marketing director went to PETA.
They gave up.
All right, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
And R.I.P. Kirk Douglas, 103 years old.
Damn.
I think we call that a hell of a run.
That is a good run.
And you know what? He's so old that you would actually lose points in a Deadpool with him.
I think you just get a zero.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't draft him. You don't draft anybody who's 100 because you don't get any points.
All right, guys. Yeah, RIP Kirk Douglas. Guys, if you need a place to catch UFC 247, your local Little Woodrow's, that's the place to go. It's your Fight Night headquarters. And UFC 247 coming up this Saturday, February 8th. Not only showing the fights, but they're bringing fighters to you. So if you're near a Little Woodrow's, there's probably a meet and greet going on tonight at your Little Woodrow's. Go to their specific location-specific Facebook pages for more info and check out their Twitter. But they're all over the place right now. And we're talking about John Jones, Derek Lewis, Valentina Shevchenko, Juan Adams. Mursad Bektic is out in the Heights right now. Kamaru Usman, the UFC Octagon girls, they're all out and about. And there's going to be plenty of those guys out at after parties at Little Woodrow's as well Saturday night after the fights. So, like I said, check out Twitter. Check out their location-specific Facebook pages to see who's coming and when. And if you're looking for a place to watch the fights, Little Woodrow's as good as any. So check them out this Saturday for UFC 247. Little Woodrow's, your local Texas watering hole.